Okay, page 235. A problem is never solved, the last paragraph, on its own level, means not look at it in a fragmented way, means at the surface level. Yeah? Then being complex or complicated, it must be understood in its total process. Means the whole of the content within that thought, plus the way of thought, the power of thought to divide, to delude. To develop the egoic mind with self-delusion, to be selfish, possessive, and fearful, etc., need to be understood. That's why you need to observe how thought divide and get you into trouble. And this one is very good. Yeah? Being complex or complicated, it must be understood in its total process, which means the whole of the content within that thought, the content of consciousness, plus the way of thought, power of thought to divide, to delude, to develop egoic mind with self-delusion, to be selfish, to be possessive, or fearful, violent, etc., need to be understood. When the totality of thought has been understood, then you know why thought is limited. You cannot use thought to develop wisdom. And all this can be understood just via just silencing your mind and maintaining a choiceless awareness. Then you will be able to see how your mind stirs and how the habitual tendency come to be, and how craving come to be, how attachment come to be, and how it condition grasping, becoming, and birth, leading to all the suffering. So this one is to see the dependent origination of paticca-samuppada and the Four Noble Truths within your own form and mind. Then, of course, the rest you can read. Eh? Then further down, then Krishnamurti continue. To try to solve a problem only at one level, whether physical or psychological, lead to further conflict and confusion. You cannot do it in a fragmented way. Means you do not have the full understanding. When you have the full understanding, how thought divide, like I share with you all, remember? You look at the form level. This form level creates a lot of division, you realize or not? And who created this? Thought, isn't it? In the form of words, understand? Through words, through concept, through ideology, he created all the difference. What is ideology? Religion and all those things, isn't it? And even the way the government is being run. These are all ideology, and a communist ideology, whatever ideology. So they divide through words, through idea, through concept, through whatever that they can coin through their memory and words. And this is the reason why, if you are not careful, you cannot develop the totality of understanding that give rise to the wisdom. It's just like the Dhamma. If you are fragmented in your understanding, then the whole teaching is like not connected one another. Like every essential Dhamma is separate one. But when you understand, like how I explained to you, they are all interconnected. They are just one teaching from the Four Noble Truths that summarize all of life, both mundane and supramundane, into the other essential Dhamma that he teach. And look like a lot of Dhamma, you ask Sui, he created the mind map. So big, oh. So the mind map in the website, you open up. Very clear, no? Because Sui came back, she wants to put it and help you all. No? So she asked me, no? So I looked through, he asked Ng B also, the Mandarin, obviously. So I looked through, then I edited it. No? Now very good, no? The whole thing. The teaching is very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why technology can help.